A few days ago, I uploaded a 95-minute deep dive on how to resist temptation, but let's be honest, 95 minutes is a bit long. So, here's the few-minute version. The bottom line is, your urges aren't emergencies, they're simply waves of energy passing through. Which is great news, because waves rise, peak, and then they fade. So your goal isn't to stop the waves from coming, because they will come. Your goal is simply to stay balanced as you surf those waves to shore. Here's why this matters. You see, most people try and control their urges, which is exactly why they give in to them, because what you resist persists. So, your second goal isn't to control, it's to contain your urges by staying in the space between thinking about giving in and actually doing so. Because when you stay here, you reclaim control over your life without actually controlling anything. And that matters, because every time you give in to this temptation, no matter what it is, you're training your brain to do so again. But the reverse is also true. Resist now, and you can start to break the cycle. So before we cover how to become pro surfers, let's briefly touch on why our urges and temptations feel so strong in the first place. The main reason why your urges to give in to this temptation feel so strong isn't because you're weak. It's because your brain is addicted to maybe. You see, your brain doesn't release dopamine when it gets the thing. It releases dopamine when it anticipates getting the thing. That's why when it whispers, oh, maybe I'll give in, it creates a dopamine spark. And that spark is the urge you feel to give in to this temptation. So what you're up against here isn't the behaviour itself of actually giving in to this temptation, no matter which temptation you're struggling with right now. What you're up against is your brain's anticipation of it. And this space is where your power lies. Learning to surf the waves in between the space of thinking about giving in and actually doing so. But when you're surfing these waves, you need something that's going to keep you balanced. You need your surfboard. This is where the technique of rain comes in. Refreshing. Think of the rain technique as your surfboard. And yes, by the way, the lighting has changed because the weather in the UK is extremely bipolar. Nevertheless, back to the point. Think of the rain technique as your surfboard. That thing that keeps you upright and balanced as you surf the waves peak. So the next time the urge hits, let it rain on you. First of all, recognize. Simply note to yourself in your head or say out loud, oh, an urge is here, or I feel tempted to do X. And then accept that urge by letting it exist judgment-free. Free from judgments of, oh, I shouldn't be feeling this, or I should be dealing with this better. Why does doing this matter? Well, remember, you are going to successfully resist this urge, not by controlling it, but by letting it be. As paradoxical as that sounds. Think about it this way. When you go on a walk, you don't judge the trees or plants you see. No, you let them exist, free of judgment, so I need you to adopt the same attitude towards your urges. And then investigate. Where do you feel that urge in your body? Where is the energy circulating? And then note those sensations with words, either to yourself in your head or out loud. You might say, oh, my chest is tight, my shoulders are tense, my stomach is pulsating, my mind is racing. And then remember, when that dopamine whispers, maybe we'll give in, reframe it. That's not a command or an emergency you need to act upon, but simply a wave of energy passing through you. So here's what to do next. Write this acronym down on a piece of paper. And keep that piece of paper somewhere you can see it every single day. And then the next time the urge hits to cave into that temptation, get a timer. Set it for 10 minutes, press go, and then go through these four steps continuously until the timer ends. You might even want to do so with your eyes closed. I guarantee you, after 30 seconds, a minute, 5 minutes, or even the 10 minutes, if the urge hasn't disappeared completely, its intensity will have definitely decreased. Because it will realise, oh, well, no one's listening to me, so I'll clear off then. But if worse comes to worse, and after 10 minutes, 15 or even 20, that urge is still screaming at you, then you need to shift your focus. If the urge is still screaming at you after you've let it rain on you, shift your attention by distracting yourself with an activity that requires your full focus. Walking, cooking, working, exercising, cleaning, playing with a pet, calling a friend, having a cold shower, or in my case, going for a walk, coming back and making a cup of yerba mate. But the key thing to remember is you don't need to enjoy this activity that is your distraction. You simply need to get through the urge without feeding it. And each time you successfully surf a wave or surf an urge, you are rewiring your brain to prioritize long-term growth over short-term relief. So here's the last what to do next. Get a piece of paper or the phone notes on your phone and write down the main temptation you are struggling with right now. Just pick one and then pick three activities you could use as your fully focused distractions. Write those down next to the temptation on the left hand side, write the distractions on the right hand side, then complete this sentence. When I feel the urge to temptation, I will distraction / distraction / distraction. Make sure you got options. And this way, you're prepared when the wave comes. In other words, you've got your surfboard ready. Now that is the main summary of the 95 minute video. But if you watched that video, or you're watching this one and you would just like to go one step further, then here's something I left out of that big video on purpose and kept just for this one. My belly just rumbled. Let's finalise by zooming out and considering the last bigger picture I want to paint on this topic. You see, temptation isn't proof of weakness, it's proof of character. In our society, we think that the most disciplined people never feel tempted at all. But the truth is, temptation is the stage on which virtue is built. In essence, your struggle with temptation doesn't disqualify you as a person, it defines you. Here's what here's what philosophy has to say on this. About 2,000 years ago, Aristotle said, "The truly moral person wants to do the right thing." In the 18th century, Immanuel Kant said, "An act is only moral when you don't want to do it, but you do it anyway." But here's what modern science has to say about this. The psychology researcher Christina Starmans and her team did a fascinating experiment. They got 250 kids and 400 adults to consider a very specific story. One day, a little boy and little girl, brother and sister, were playing, but then they broke something. So they then go to their mum and admit the truth. "Mum, we messed up." But before they admitted the truth, the little boy felt tempted to lie to their mum so as to avoid punishment. The little girl, however, didn't feel tempted at all. She told the truth with no internal struggle. So then the researchers asked the kids and the adults, "Who do you think is more morally praiseworthy? The little boy who felt tempted but eventually did the right thing, or the little girl who never felt tempted at all to waver from the truth?" The results? The kids praised the little girl, the pure. The adults praised the little boy, the person who struggled but eventually did the right thing. Why? Well, think about the difference in experience between children and adults. Kids don't have as much experience with that tug of war that comes from wanting to do good but also wanting to do bad. As adults, though, we have plenty of experience with this, so our experience has taught us that moral worth comes from effort, not from ease. Christina puts it perfectly. Children inherently prefer people with a unified self. As we grow older, though, we come to appreciate the nuances of a more complex character that allows for both temptation and the willpower to overcome it. So the key takeaway here is, the next time you feel tempted to do something you think is morally bad, relax. Your struggle with temptation doesn't disqualify you, it defines you. And so long as you do the right thing in the end, you might even win some praise points from your adult mates. Your kids, however, will be judging you quite harshly. So, in summary, the next time you feel tempted, don't panic. Just let that urge rain on you as you continue to ride that wave to shore. And finally, remember, resisting temptation successfully doesn't mean you never feel the pull. It means you feel it fully, but you still choose to do what matters most. Thank you very much for your time and attention. If you want to watch the full video with a lot more nuance and points mentioned, click somewhere around here. Don't know where I've put it. Thank you for your time and attention. Stay disciplined, pay full. not painful. Say disciplined, playful, and dangerous. Adios, muchachos y muchachas. Surf's up.